Hello and welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about felt sense. Hello, my friends. What's up? Welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking about your felt sense, and you might be wondering what that is. This podcast is actually inspired by one of my coaches, Lindsay Pullman, and she did an episode on this a little bit ago, and I knew when I heard it that I had to share the message with you guys. So you want to tune in to this episode. This is very important. I think this is the piece a lot of us are missing often in our healing. So often when we have anxiety, we are very much in our heads and we think and we think and we think. We get an intrusive thought. Like, what if this isn't right? And then we start going on this scavenger hunt and our brains spin out and spiral on all these thoughts. And meanwhile, there is just this low hum of anxiety that starts to build and build until it might escalate to the point of panic. And naturally, if you are a very anxious person who overthinks things a lot, what we try to do to solve for that anxiety is we start thinking more. We start analyzing, we start trying to figure out why that thought was there and how to get rid of it. And we try to really think our way into healing. And so we think, if I can just learn enough, if I can just read enough, that then I will be able to feel better. And while learning can be a very powerful thing, and our brain thinking is very powerful, there is a limit to what our brain can do. What? Our brain likes to think it can do it all. That's part of the problem with when we're struggling with anxiety and OCD. But that's a topic for another day. But our brain thinks that it can just figure everything out, and that if we think enough, we can solve all of our problems. But often in this process, we actually tend to create more problems for ourselves because we just are thinking and thinking and thinking. And pretty soon after we do that long enough, we kind of spiral ourselves into this whole spaghetti mess ball of thoughts, and we don't know left from right, and we're starting to question who we are and all of that. And I think a big reason this can happen is because our brain is a powerful tool and a terrible master. And like any tool, if you think about, my husband's very into woodworking, so think about like a hammer or a saw or a screwdriver. Each has its own limitations. It can only do so many things. So your brain thinking and learning is useful to an extent. There is a point, though, where using that tool does not accomplish what you were trying to accomplish, where it has limitations. Our mind has limits to it. I recently did a call with someone, and they were asking and trying to figure out and think through, okay, well, how do I fix this thing? And very urgently wanting to know all these things. And when I work with my clients, we work together for a while because it takes time not to just learn things, but to actually truly know them deep in our core. We can read and learn a bunch with our brain, but it only can do so much. What our disconnect is, where that limit of our brain comes in, often many of us are missing. If you think of, we're like trying to build a table and we have a hammer, but we're missing a saw. we're missing other tools that we have access to. And that's what can create anxiety. It's this imbalance of thinking way too much. And the tool often that many of us are missing is our felt sense, our ability to feel things. What? If you think of our senses, like our ability to see, our ability to hear, our ability to touch, taste, all those different senses, we have our felt sense, which is our ability to feel emotions in our body, to feel them. And so many of us are disconnected from that. And so when we hear about feeling things like feeling love, we start really thinking about it a lot and like, oh my gosh, am I feeling that? I don't know. And we might kind of look and see, is our body feeling the right way? And then we analyze it some more and like think a lot about it. And then the more we think about it, the more that feeling becomes anxiety. And anxiety is what happens when we push away all of our other feelings. We opt out from feeling sadness and grief and anger and irritation, all these feelings that we're like, I don't want to feel any of that. So instead we just think a bunch and then we just have this constant low hum of anxiety or high that's just happening all the time. And that is why we have to learn to develop and connect with our ability to actually feel things. Not just learn things, but feel. Not just intellectually understanding anxiety, but knowing how to feel it. Not just intellectually understanding or thinking about love or peace, but knowing how to feel it. And I think that's sometimes, again, why healing can feel so long and frustrating, because we are trying to do something on an intellectual level that has to happen emotionally. And this is an area I spend so much time with my clients, is helping them learn how to navigate and experience all these emotions that we have pushed away and ran from. That often is why we are overthinking in the first place. They've actually done a study on cognitive behavioral therapy, and they found that it was very effective for some people and then not for others. And the distinction this study found was the ones who it really worked well for were the ones who had a connection to their body, the ones who had capacity to feel things. The ones who were just in their heads and thinking, it had limitations for, and CBT was only able to help so much, or it wasn't effective for them. And so it's that being able to feel and experience emotions and sensations piece that often we are missing that limits us in our ability to heal. And this is something that often is hard to do on our own, because accessing our feelings is scary. And even as I'm saying this, you might even be like, I don't know what that looks like or means even. And it is, if you're thinking that, it's probably because you are very in your head and you think a lot. But as you develop the ability to actually feel things, the ability to feel sensations, what it will do for you is amazing. As you build that skill, you will create the capacity to, one, feel less anxiety. As you get really good at being able to feel things, we don't constantly have that hum of fear happening. As you get good at actually feeling things, your brain gets quieter. That little like chatterbox going all the time in your head becomes less loud and constant. When you have an intrusive thought pop into your head or a doubt, it doesn't hijack your whole day. When you're able to feel things, you're able to stay grounded in who you are. It brings a sense of confidence and self-trust. When you're able to feel things, it creates the ability to access intuition. Our brain gets so loud and we have so many different voices, we don't understand intuition. We don't even know what that feels like in our body. So we create our ability to feel things as we relearn that skill. We increase our capacity to feel more of what we want to feel. If you are uncomfortable with feeling, often what happens is not only do we shut out those uncomfortable emotions, but we also shut out feelings of peace, feelings of love, feelings of confidence. Those feelings that we actually are wanting and craving, we shut out because we are not comfortable with feeling. When you get comfortable with feeling, you open yourself up to accessing more love. Again, this isn't something you can do just by listening to a podcast or by thinking about it. It's something you have to experience, something you have to be able to feel in your body. Think about the difference between describing a roller coaster and watching a roller coaster versus actually being on a roller coaster. Actually feeling the sensations of going up and down on a roller coaster and going around and upside down. It's completely different than just watching it. Or think about taste, knowing what food tastes like. We can describe something and how a certain food tastes, but there's such a limit to how much our brain can conceptualize and understand that. Until we actually taste the food, until we actually experience what it's like in our mouth. And this is one of the reasons I describe people ask sometimes, what's the difference between coaching and the podcast? And I describe it as it's very much the difference between watching a video on YouTube of snowboarding, where you can learn things, versus actually going down the mountain snowboarding. Feeling that, experiencing that, knowing it in your body. We can intellectualize it and be like, I think I get it, but it's totally different than actually developing that skill of being a snowboarder. Learning about anxiety, learning about love, learning about relationships is different from actually having it become a part of who you are. From actually knowing how to feel more calm, from knowing how to feel more love. So next time you catch yourself really spiraling and thinking is asking yourself, in what way could I maybe connect to my body right here and right now? And that might feel very scary and foreign, and you might need some help doing that, which I love to help my clients do. But reminding yourself that your brain is a tool that has limitations. The more you can see that and know that, the less your brain will go on overdrive. And then you can start thinking about, what other tools do I need to develop? All right. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk next week. Bye.